Hello from the members of Royce City Methodist Church. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope you're blessed by this message today. You're invited to join us for worship anytime. You can learn more about our worship options, locations, and how to get plugged into the life of our church by visiting our website, roycitymethodist.life. Today, we hear from our senior pastor, Reverend Chris Everson. May God bless you as you listen to his word proclaimed.
All righty, kiddos, go have a seat. Wow. To have that energy. I know I tried to do some of the dances during vacation Bible school. About halfway through the first song, I was like. But, you know, the kids had so much fun, and it was so great to see them enjoy their time together and enjoy learning about the love that Jesus has for them. I know we've mentioned a couple times those servants who helped work Vacation Bible School, but if you were here for Vacation Bible School the 3 days, would you please stand up so we can thank you for your help? Everybody, come on, get up. Some of you aren't standing up without you see the shirts on, I'll get after you, but no. You can have a seat. Thank you. Thank you for your work. It's so rewarding to be able to share the love of Jesus with our kiddos. So as we prepare to hear God's word today, would you please join me in the prayer of consecration, which you'll find printed on the screen. Let's pray together. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, you heard the theme verse in song, but now, kids, I need your help, and adults too. Would you please read our main scripture for Vacation Bible School this year. Would you please join me?
I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.
That was good. But I think we could have just a little bit more energy behind that. So one more time. Ready? Here we go. I can do all things through him who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. That is awesome. Thank you so much. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. You know, it's funny. We're doing a series now called Solid Steps, where we're taking a look at scriptures that members of the congregation have been taking as their scripture for 2026. We have those that are listed, that those were left over on that board by our front door over here. And this was one of the passages. So I thought, how awesome is that? One of the passages that one of our church members picked is the verse that we have for Vacation Bible School. Now, just one quick little note that I wanted to give to you about this passage. Sometimes we apply this passage as a way to say that God is going to bless me with all of these wonderful and amazing things, but that's not what Paul is talking about. Believe it or not, Paul is not saying that my life is going to be all rosy and wonderful and great because I could do all things through him who strengthens me. I don't know if you've seen sometimes football teams that they have those little banners that they run through. I've seen places where that Philippians 4:13 verse is written as the team runs through thinking, I am going to beat this opponent so bad because God can do anything through me because I have strength. And then that team goes and loses by 40. Where was God? That's misreading the purpose. Or maybe a cup of coffee spills as you're getting ready to go out and you're running behind and you go, well, okay, I can do all things through God who strengthens me. Those are kind of misreadings of what this scripture is all about. If you understand who writes this passage and where he is when he writes this passage, it gives a different picture. Paul is sitting in a prison cell when he writes this letter to the Philippians. And as he's writing this letter to the Philippians, he is telling about the persecution, the trouble, all of the different things that are going on through him. And he's saying, but you know what? Even in the midst of difficulties and trials, God gives me strength. When I am worn down, when I am feeling like I am at the end of the rope, guess what? God gives me strength. Does that mean that everything was fine and rosy and wonderful for Paul? No, exactly. No, it doesn't. But Paul knew that even when life was hard, God is there. That's why, Miss Wanda, we do 3 days of the Vacation Bible School, and there are 5 lift lessons, and I think she helped pick the 3 best lift lessons for us to hold on to. The first one is this. Kids and adults, tell, what is this lift lesson?
I can share my gifts.
One more time, please, with a little bit more gusto.
I can share my gifts.
Perfect. And the story that was used with this was the story of Joseph that we find all the way back in Genesis 37 through 50. The guy had that much of the book of Genesis written and dedicated to him because he had a lot going on. Joseph had 11 brothers, and he thought himself a little bit higher than his 11 brothers because he had these dreams. One of the dreams had these stalks of wheat that were bowing down to another stalk of wheat and saying, hey, that's me. Y'all are going to bow down to me. And then he goes, oh, wait, but it gets even better than this. I'm going to have another dream where all of these stars are bowing down to me. And not only the stars, but the sun and the moon, which is basically it's saying, and my mom and dad, they are going to bow down to me too. Well, if you can imagine, that kind of got the brothers a little upset. But then his dad, Isaac, did something a little bit more. Gave him this coat that had all of his colors saying, hey, this one, not the other sons that I have, but this one is my favorite. And so the brothers hatched up a plan where they were going to kill him, but his older brother, Reuben, said, no, why don't we do that? Let's just put him in a cistern. And then somebody came by, and they sold him into slavery, and Joseph ends up in Potiphar's house. Some things happen there that are probably not really kid-friendly. But then he gets connected with Pharaoh because of some dreams that he had. See, as Joseph was in jail, he used the gifts of dreams to help out 2 different individuals. One was a cupbearer, the other one was a baker. The cupbearer had a favorable dream, and after a while, he shared that dream with Pharaoh, and Pharaoh freed Joseph so that he could then lead the people of Egypt through some very difficult times. And during those difficult times, his brothers came to see him. Now, the brothers didn't understand who it was that was standing in front of him, but Joseph knew that these were his brothers. And through a series of events, Joseph was able to provide for his family. His family was able to know that his brother was there for him, and it was all because of the gifts that God gave Joseph to do. A couple of things to remember about that. Sometimes God gives us a gift, and it can take a long time for that gift to come to fruition. And what I mean by that is that sometimes we feel like God has blessed us with so many things, and it takes a long time for that to grow and take hold so that we can say, see, this is what I was talking about. This is what God is doing in the lives of our people, and even in the midst of hard times, we can find strength because God has gifted us in ways to bless others. I look around this room, those adults who stood up, who helped out with Vacation Bible School, you are a gift because you shared God's love with kiddos. I love Miss Angela and Miss Christina. I always see them doing artwork whenever they're doing Sunday school. And they'll bring this artwork over here and they'll post it up here. This was all done this morning. This is a gift to let us know that the Word of God is sinking into our kiddos, and it's something that will help them grow each and every day because God's gifts is alive and full and active in them. Now, the favorite story of all of our kiddos is probably one of my favorite ones too. And that one had a lift lesson that said this. Everybody, let me hear you. Perfect. I can pray. And the story that we came through is we find in all four of the Gospels is when Jesus, before he is crucified, he takes his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane. And while he is there, he goes off to pray. One of my favorite statues that I've seen, this was at the Mater Della Rosa Passionate Retreat Center in California, where I spent four times, went there for a week, and they have this grouping of statues, and it's kind of hard to see in this picture, but you see this one picture. Jesus is praying to God there at the Mount of Olives, but if you look back in the back by their tree, there are three people who are sitting back there, and they are sleeping. One of them, Peter, has a sword, because he's ready to strike whoever's going to come and might interrupt Jesus as he is praying, but they have all fallen asleep. I can't tell you how many times while I was there for the School of Kingdom of Living that when we had free time, I would go and sit and just ponder on this sight, knowing that even in the midst of a difficult time for Jesus, he knew, even though he was fully God and fully human, that he could go and lift up his prayers to God. I'm sure it was a confusing time. It was a scary time. It was a time where he felt alone because everybody else around him was sleeping. I don't know about you, but I can know about me. I know there are times where I feel absolutely alone. There are times that I feel abandoned. Now, sometimes it's because of things that I have done, and sometimes it's what others have done to me, but I know that there is always one person who will never, ever leave me alone, and that's God. I know that in the midst of hard and difficult times where things may not be going well or right at all, I can stop and pray to God, and I feel his presence in me. One of the practices that I have started a while ago, and I still do this, is that I'll read through Scripture each day. I'll read 10 minutes in the Old Testament. I'll read 10 minutes in the New Testament. Whenever I get through the Old Testament, I start all the way back in Genesis. Whenever I get through the New Testament, I'll start back in Matthew. And each day I'm reading Scripture. But after I get done, I lay on the floor and I say, God, strengthen me. God, give me wisdom. God, when things are rough, when things are tough, but when I feel like I'm at the end of the rope, I need you to hear me. And I know that God does hear me in those moments. And again, it's a reminder, it's not that things are absolutely 100% amazing after I say that prayer. Oftentimes it's not. But there is a peace that I have, that God has heard my prayer, and I know, and I know, and I know, and I know that God is with me. So the final life lesson that we have is this. One more time, everybody.
I am hope.
Peter and John, they just experienced the ascension of Jesus, and they are walking to the temple. And as they are walking past what's called the beautiful gate, there is a lame person sitting right there. He's begging. It's something that he's done day after day after day after day after day. Friends would pick him up and take him here, and he would beg for whatever people would give them. And as they were walking by this beggar, this lame person, who had hope that somebody would just at least give him something so that he can make it through the day, Peter and John take a look at him and say, "You know what? I don't have silver. I don't have gold. But what I have for you is way better than what silver or gold can give you." And they said, "Please stand up and walk." And they lifted him up, and he was able to walk, and he was able to be a testimony of God's love and goodness in his life. I think of that story, I'd go, "Man, what would it be like? What would it be like to be somebody that has been touched by a disciple and able to share the good things that have happened to him?" And then I go, "You know what? I know what it's like, because I have the opportunity to do that every single day of my life. I may not be lame. I may not be an invalid. I may have eyesight. I may have hearing, kinda. I may be able to speak okay. But I have all of these gifts that if I really stopped and think about, I can hope that those gifts allow others to see Christ in me." My friends, that's what Vacation Bible School is all about. Vacation Bible School isn't just to spend time where we may get to have a little bit of fun, we get to do some dances, we get to have snow cones, we get to have awesome food in the shape of a snowman, or drawn little snowmen on cheese sticks, or whatever. Those are great. But when our kids have the opportunity to leave Vacation Bible School and then be a witness of the love and grace that God has poured out on them for 3 days, and then they get to share that love and grace with others, as a pastor, that is the hope that I live in each and every day as I hear the gospel proclaimed through Royce City Methodist Church. That is a blessing. And that helps me to remember, one last time, everybody,
I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.
Let us pray. God, once again, you have done it. You have shown up. You have helped our teams proclaim your love and grace to the kids at our church, at our community. Give us reminders each and every day when things are absolutely wonderful and great, and when we are absolutely 100% in the pits of life, that you strengthen us. You strengthen us with your love. You strengthen us with your grace. You strengthen us as we hope, as we pray, and as we share our gifts with others. God, I lift up each and every person in this room, and I lift up especially each and every student in this room, whether they be a preschool student, whether they be a youth student. that they remember the promises that we've heard this week. And not only that they remember those promises, they put them into action to be a witness of who you are in their lives, so that we may serve together to be renewed and rooted in Christ. So God, we lift this prayer up to you. In the name of Jesus, in the presence of Jesus, in the great power of Jesus our Lord. Amen.